This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Henry McMaster is settling into his new role as the state's governor. He told his cabinet this week that it's time for the state to, quote, move into maximum velocity. McMaster held his first cabinet meeting and also attended a private meeting with fellow Republican members of the State House of Representatives, where he received a rousing reception. He asked the Trump administration to consider giving the state $5 billion to go towards road improvements and the Port of Charleston. Again this year, the General Assembly's number one priority is finding money for long-term road improvements, and it's moving toward raising the state's gas tax to pay for it. McMaster says he would favor a gas tax increase to pay for roads only as a last resort. In his first meeting with news reporters since becoming governor, he was asked if 5 years of legislative stalemate on roads funding doesn't mean that the time is right for a last resort solution.
In studying this issue, I've learned things that I had not known before, and I'm continuing to study. I've been studying for a long time, as have others. But it's a last resort. I'm not going to raise taxes on our people except as a last resort if circumstances allow nothing else to solve the problems.
Governor, would you be...
McMaster did not say he would veto a gas tax increase, thus leaving the door open to work with the legislature on the matter. Meanwhile, the House is poised to soon pass a phased-in 10-cents-a-gallon increase in the gas tax to pay for road funding. The Ways and Means Committee this week passed the bill that would see some $600 million new dollars a year go to roads. There are similar roads bills in the Senate. Democrats there now have a bill raising the gas tax 8 cents and not allowing any income tax reductions as some Republicans there want. Camden's Vincent Shaheen.
That we will not allow an increase in the gas tax to then be used to fund tax cuts in income taxes for wealthy South Carolinians.
Bills have been introduced in both the House and the Senate aimed at addressing the state's ailing pension fund. A joint legislative committee recommended that public employees and the agencies they work for start paying more into the fund. South Carolina's state employees already pay more for their retirements than workers in other southeastern states. The pension fund, reported to be sound today, does carry an unfunded liability of some $20 billion over its 30-year amortization period. The pending bills would reduce that amortization period to 20 years and see the fund totally solvent in about 25 years. The proposals also would reduce the expected rate of return on the system's investments from a current 7.5% to 7%. Governor McMaster was briefed this week on the exploding number of deaths due to overdoses from prescription opioid drugs and from the illegal use of heroin. Sarah Goldsby, the interim director of the state's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Agency, says some 600 deaths were reported in the state last year.
We're seeing a black market of particularly potent heroin in the state and the demand for that. So we've seen an uptick in overdose deaths.
And SLED Chief Mark Keel says the amount of heroin and the drug fentanyl coming into the state is growing rapidly.
It's unlike anything really that we've ever experienced with the amount that we're seeing coming into South Carolina currently.
South Carolina is just one of a number of states seeing large spikes in drug overdose deaths. Statehouse Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.